To report back on executive session, we discussed a series of personnel matters that we had to bring to resolution. Next item on our agenda is new business, and someone gives me notes here that John Graziano's our new audit chair, and somebody's stepping down, so can somebody clarify what we're doing?
I can only ask the chairman
I asked him to appoint John as the chairman of the audit committee.
He doesn't look down that happy about it. First, he was looking at the cups, then when you said, then he started looking at the shoes.
Yeah, he's like in the army, he volunteered.
So John will be the new chairman of the audit committee. I'll stay on the committee. But that's just the way I want to see it happen, so.
Very good. And that doesn't require us to do a motion, you're just informing us of the action that we've taken.
I think so. I did have two things that I wanted to bring under new order.
But we have to thank John for so aggressively volunteering to do it and nudging you out of the way, you know? I'm sorry, Jeff, I interrupted you. Please.
No, that's all right. I'm glad to be nudged out of the way. I just had two things I want to bring under new and old business. The first thing is the legislative agenda for the coming year. Several times in our discussions with trying to move this needle with finger legs and with how do we get more money into owners' pockets and how do we affect New York sired horses. We've run into roadblocks which need a legislative fix. So I just wondered if we were gonna have a committee for that for the upcoming year to work with Jeff. Was one thing that I had a question about. The second thing that I have a question about, which I think is still kind of out there in limbo, was we had serious discussions about increasing registration fees. And I wonder if we're gonna move in that direction. We agreed to fund NYRA for the Stallion Stakes this year with money which we have. Next year might be a different thing. We had talked about one of those sources of that would be to increase registration fees. So I don't think we would be out of bounds to make sure that we don't let that die on the vine. I think we need to resolve that issue. What are we doing about that? So those are my two things.
So very directly, you're asking for two committees, one to provide additional support and focus around Finger Lakes with your guidance on what that would look like and what's needed. And the other is for the fee registration adjustment if that's needed in the...
One is it really comes out of the committee that's already in place working with Finger Lakes.
The Purse Enrichment Committee.
Purse Enrichment Committee. And in order to do some of the things or to get more latitude for the fund, we have identified many times that a legislative fix would really help that. So...
And I think
without going into any detail about it right now, because I don't think we've delved into it enough, the last meeting the chairman said, if you want legislative fixes, bring them up.
If I could, I we're an authority, I'm not sure we can lobby, but what we can certainly do is make recommendations to work with the Gaming Commission. Because what I think what needs to happen here is there's some fixes like that was identified, rather than doing this one year at a time, because we get caught into a political situation, that maybe we could outline the benefits of it long term, that it could become a departmental bill or it could be something that the Gaming Commission advances on our behalf or on the fund's behalf, because it's, the association goes out and does it, but it's really not necessarily an association issue, it's our issue. So is there someone at the Gaming Commission that we can lay out what we believe would be a strong legislative agenda for this fund that they could help advance?
I think we can work with, that's my part of my dual role. Yeah. Myself, Ron, we could work, and it's timely also, because legislation is being
Article 7s and other things that are in the process
right.
now of being put together and finalized. So you determine who's best from here for us to work with, and then we set up a discussion around that for legislation for next year.
You're raising your hand?
No, I'm not.
Because you talked about the cap issue in previous years, and they got legislation out there that didn't go anyplace. What process did you go through to get it at least $1 that did not go?
Well, I mean, the legislation's passed for 8 years. It just was whether it was 1 year versus 3 years.
But how did you get someone to
carry it? They're all standalone bills that have been sponsored. Gone through the full legislative cycle.
Okay.
So none of these are program bills or gaming commission.
Okay, so we have to talk about whether that makes, we need a meeting to discuss legislation.
Correct.
We need to determine who needs to be at that meeting from the fund. I can do it from the gaming side of who we have.
Just so you understand, Barry, the fund has the ability to raise registration fees, but we're required
that's a different issue. I'm not talking about legislation. I'm not talking about the registration fee at all.
Okay.
I'm talking about the 65% issue, for lack of a better term. Just the legislative agenda in general.
I'll be happy to set that.
I think John, myself.
Very good. We'll work that through, and then we set up a sit down with counsel from the Gaming Commission, Ron from the Gaming Commission, Paclenda, myself, wherever we determine that's needed there, you know?
Yep.
So we do that to have that that conversation. Okay? So that would relate to the issues that, then we have the fee registration issue that you raised.
Well, it just seems like we never have totally dealt with it. We haven't, it's out there. We are going to be faced with...
Can you explain it to me? I need a crayon version.
Well, we committed to a change with the New York Racing Association to fund an expanded Stallion Stakes program. So this year we're okay. We've got the money for it. In the future, we may not have the money for it. One of the things we identified in committee meetings was to increase fee registrations, or registration fees, I should say, just to pay for that program. Martin Pans, I think, brought it up. It's in the mid.
It was at the last meeting.
And I don't think we've ever acted on it one way or the other. I know we haven't.
We have not.
No. So it's an issue which is hanging out there, which we should decide on. Is this an up or down thing? Is this something we want to pursue? Do we want to pursue it at the level that we talked about? Do we want to pursue it at a lesser level? But it's something that's going to come up in the next year, because we're going to have to fund that thing with NIRA again, and we're not going to have the money.
So the legislative issue is that we cannot take...
That's not a legislative issue at all with regard to raising
just taking
the
money
fees.
But the state comptroller has told us, remember they used to have that separate as if it was its own cost center, and the state comptroller for years would criticize the fund and say you have to roll that into your regular revenue. So every dollar that comes into the registry comes in as any other revenue. So I think what you're saying is you want to separate it out so we can provide that for purse support for the Stallion Series.
Are we all talking about the same thing? Or?
Well, they're sort of,
I guess,
somewhat
we are, but it's a little kind
related. It's a bit of a Venn diagram. We're talking about, there's two things. We're talking about raising the registration fee, which we talked about at the last meeting. From what's currently, well, there's different numbers, but raising that's one issue.
That's what I thought the issue was.
Yeah,
that
it is. And then
that's
separate,
what
and separate but somewhat related to that is the issue of how is that money treated when it comes into the fund? Is it separate and apart from the fund's, all of the fund's other revenues, which come in through the statute and are subject to be allocated according to the statutory scheme? Or, you know, or are they part of the statutory scheme, in which case X percent has to go to breeders, Y percent has to go to, you know. And so that's the question that Tracy's raising.
But that's separate from what Joe had put on the table about
having
a resolution of whether we're going to raise the fees or not for next year. Okay.
Part of the scheme for raising the fees was to come up with mad money to help the stallion program. But if it's determined that it's treated as all of the revenue, then it doesn't really...
It changes it.
It changes it. We don't really get the benefit of it then, because it's not enough money. So that's why...
So you raise the fee, then it's still unclear, or you still have limited control on what you can do with it.
Correct. Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it.
So you always did a crayon, but I can follow you.
So, so that's why it's kind of in a cocked hat till we get an interpretation and how those monies would be treated. And Tracy's right that in the annual report from the... They would criticize us every year because really, statutorily...
It's silent. And this goes back to the history I gave at the August meeting, I believe it was August, about the history of the registry, right? Which was the association dating back to pre-fund era. And when the fund statute was created, that was one of the reasons that there is no registry fee or licensing part of it, because our association was the recipient of that and administered and ran it. So the fund has operated for the last 40 years under the guidelines such that it's not part of the statute. But again, you clarify those are the points, Bill. So,
right. For years, the fund did not treat the registration revenue as being subject to the allocations that had to be made. And then back in 2010 or 2011 or thereabouts, the fund decided, after received criticism from the state controller's office, to make it, you know, part of the overall revenues. I've said this many times, I don't believe that those revenue registration monies are subject to the allocations in the statute. I believe that they can be treated separately, and I believe there's support in the statute for that interpretation. But the state controller's office felt differently, and ultimately the fund agreed with the state controller to treat it that way.
There's one other miscellaneous source of income while we're on this, and that's advertising revenue. And what is the current position on those dollars that come in? And where is authority garnered or gained?
We get very little money from that.
Pardon me?
We get very little money from that, but it comes in just like everything else.
Well, what's our authority for receiving that revenue? That's fine. Like Jeff said, it's not under statute about the registration.
It's treated the same way that the registration fees. It's now like above the, you know, on the income statement. It's grouped in with the rest of the revenues. It's considered an operating revenue.
But technically, we don't have any authority to receive advertising money. Is that right?
Like, I would say we have implied authority. I would say that the fund can receive that money. It's just in, you know, providing service. I don't know if you need an express statutory authority.
Do you think other authorities receive advertising money, like the Niagara Falls Power Authority? Just curious if other ones have.
I wouldn't know.
We're on the subject.
Through authority, she's all. You know, I mean, I absolutely. But we got off.
Well, anyway, those are the two points that I think are hanging out there that I thought ought to be dealt with.
But in order that it doesn't remain hanging out there, what do we want to do? Do we want to make this an agenda item for our next meeting? And if so, where would responsibility reside?
I think that same committee could review the registry.
Okay, so we have that as an agenda item for next meeting, and the committee will report back. Okay.
Can I ask for one more legislative piece, which is the governor's office last year tried to get through a law that would allow the fund and the harness fund to provide up to 1% of revenue for aftercare. And, you know, that's kind of like gone nowhere because the harness horsemen are fighting it tooth and nail. Maybe there's a way we could go forward on our own and pass that.
Well, it's all part of the legislative agenda. I mean, that's why I brought it up, so that it doesn't get overlooked, and so that we deal with all these things. But we can't deal with it today. This is all the business.
We're talking about doing a legislative meeting. I think that in preparation for that, that we try to make a list of legislative items that we want to have a part of that meeting. And whatever that legislative committee is going to be, we have a discussion of that and what we prioritize and narrow down, you know? But what I see that we've done today is have an understanding that we're going to have a legislative committee. What's going to be on the items on that, we'll be having a committee meeting today, you know? And, you know, I'm always unprepared, but I'd even be less prepared for that, that we have a list of things. We narrow it down, and then we try to schedule a meeting with gaming or whatever appropriate entities, and we make a determination of what we can or cannot do directly or indirectly with the legislature. That's why I suggested Jerry Skernick as the Assembly's rep when you raise the issue of the cap on the Gaming Commission. We can approach him not as an Assembly person, but as a member of the Gaming Commission, and then you get around some of your potential lobbying concerns, you know? We're just talking to him as a member of the Gaming Commission, and this fund being an associated entity of the Gaming Commission. And that's how we can hopefully get to that, unless council thinks that I'm going too far or not far enough. That's what we do. Okay? So we do the two committees, and then we'll report back. And we don't need any motion on any of that stuff, do we? I don't think so.
No.
You know, like, can I have a sandwich? You all fall in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Tracy has a new employee that she wants to introduce to us, so we need to meet the young lady, please.
Amanda Tinkler?
Hi, everybody.
I didn't know the answer. What year did you graduate from Colville School?
I finished my bachelor's in 2017.
Okay. So she's a very welcome member to the field inspection team. I always said I think she'll work harder and smarter than I've seen in the past. So I hope you all welcome her. And she comes from a nice farm family. And your grandfather is Woods?
Yep, Wood family. Yeah.
The Wood family farm.
Yeah.
In Middletown or?
Middleburg. Outside of Middleburg.
Yeah. Which one day they plan to bequeath most of it to a conservation fund.
Yes. Yeah. After my great uncle passes, that's the plan. The majority of the land will belong to the state.
And she's worked both at McMahon Thoroughbreds and in DeLanson at Highcliff Farm. So you know what kind of work ethic people from farms have, and Amanda's got that in spades. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Any additional new business? Any old business that we didn't touch upon? Okay. And the next item is this a, we need a
the
tentative date
dates.
For our next meeting, or we know what the date is for the next meeting, or?
I believe they're in here.
Oh, if everybody's gotten
the last date.
Okay.
They correspond to each of the dates of this year.
Okay.
Good job.
And it's also understood that between now and the end of the fiscal year, because March might be late for issues that may come up that we need to address before as the fiscal year closes. Okay?
Yeah.
And we may have to do a conference call or call a side meeting to address those things. Okay? Anything else?
Do we need to wait? Does everyone have to accept these meeting dates?
No.
Do we have to take a motion on them?
Well, I just, you know, because
sure.
People, then they say, well, I made a vacation plan, but this calendar got by everybody's vacation plan. You know, it's only like one date off because I picked the same Tuesday of each month.
This is what they are, okay?
Thank you.
We'll be here forever, okay? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Yes.
Second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, Barry.
Oh, nice. Thank you.